Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Love's Prophetic Cipher, the place where eternity speaks to the broken hearts of men and where God stretches forth his hand to mend the wounded. It's about time, so clear your mind, allow your spirit to open, and digest the lesson of the hour. I believe that God has a word for you in this place. Here's your host, Prophetess Sandy Love.
Hey, good morning, good morning. Listen. What a beautiful morning. Glad you guys could tune in. And if you're listening to the recording, I did have some difficulty this morning, and so I needed to do it a half hour later, so I did not send out any e-writes. But listen, I just want to assure you that God is up to something. We are living in one of the most greatest times never seen, because we've not been here before, so we haven't seen it. And past generations are no longer here, so they can't even begin to convey. But listen, it is so critical that you pass the test. It's so critical that you are aware that just because you have a distraction or something going on, that God is up to something. Amen. I don't want to be before you long, but what I do want to do is I want to hit you real quick with something that God put in my spirit this morning. I had one thing there, and then I went to something else. And so you would just allow me to read this. It says, Genesis 19, 25 and 26, thus he destroyed these cities and the entire plain, including all the inhabitants of the cities and everything that grew in the ground. But Lot's wife looked back, and she became a pool of her salt. Every morning, Abraham got up and returned to the place where he stood before the Lord. And as we know that Lot was Abraham's nephew, and Lot had moved on after they had separated, and he lived his life, he did him. But things had become so bad in the region that an angel came to Abraham and said, listen, I'm getting ready to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. So I'm giving you time. You know, basically, I'm giving you a heads up of not only what I'm going to do, but Abraham, of course, knew that his nephew was there. And, of course, as the story goes, they were able to get Lot and his wife out. But as they were coming out, Lot's wife began to look back. And what I want to say to you this morning is don't look back. Keep walking. Just keep walking. You cannot go wrong if you just keep on walking. God is bringing you up out of some places that you never thought you would be, that you would even be able to come out of. God is bringing you out of some places that people thought you would never survive, and they thought that you would never come out. In fact, most people counted you out. They thought you'd never make it. They thought you'd never survive. They felt as if, look, they are out. They're not gonna do anything much. But listen, God did not forget about you. And that's the message for this morning. God did not forget about you. I know things seem crazy, and I know it seems as if nobody understands what you're going through, but God wants you to know this morning, I am walking you out of those hurt situations, those things that you've been stuck in for years, and you thought there was no way out, and you thought that you were trapped, and you thought that God had forsaken you, and you thought that God had just paid you no mind. God is saying, listen. I am walking you out. One of the first things I found out of some things that were just, oh my God, overbearing mentally, emotionally, could not stand up under the pressure sometimes, I felt like, you know. But I remember laying in my bed sometimes and saying, God, if you can just keep my mind, what I'm asking him to do, you see, listen, I knew that God had a set time of how he did things. I knew that it was just a matter of days, hours, minutes, months that I was going to come out that trial. But I wasn't always sure my spirit was going to come out in the right mindset. I wasn't always sure my mind was going to come out in the right mindset. Sometimes the first thing that you must understand is that your mind must come out first. Those prayers I was praying, not knowing when the trial was going to end, because, you see, I always understood that my steps were ordered from God, and I always knew that trials have an expiration date. I was just lost in the dark as to when those expiration dates would unfold. And so when I was crying out to God in those moments, I was crying out to God, and what I was really saying was, listen, only you know how long this is going to last, but keep me and keep my mind. Come on now, stop by this morning and say, God has not forgot about you, and God is keeping your mind. My secondary scripture for this morning is Hosea 12 and 13, and the Bible says that, and God sent a prophet down to Egypt to rescue them or to bring them out. And by the hand he kept, or he used a prophet to preserve them. Some of the greatest prophetic words in your life you've gotten probably this year. Matter of fact, you may have gotten them right before the COVID, or maybe you got them in the midst of the COVID. But now is the time God is saying, listen, I sent a prophetic word to keep you in the midst of everything. And it is that same word that is going to preserve you. And I, the God that sent the word, am going to preserve you even the more. This is not a time to get lackadaisical. But let's be clear. Let me say something. I was talking to a preacher friend of mine, and we were discussing some things that was going on universally and things that we were observing amongst people and amongst leaders. And one of the things he said to me was, he said, Sandy, he says, one of the greatest attacks right now is coming under authority. This is what he was saying. Leaders are being hit on every side. And the thing about it is that we're not just talking about the enemy. We're talking about, or just the enemy, I should say it that way. But we're talking about it is the enemy that wants them to forsake the original plan that God gave them. It is the enemy that wants that leadership, or wants that person that walks in that authority to not fulfill the mission. So the enemy is bringing all kind of dumb, stupid, idiotic, senseless things that leader distracted. But can I speak to a leader and say, didn't God give you the vision? You stay the course. Come on now. Did not God tell you what you were supposed to do? You stay the course. Walk out of everything that is hindering you from getting the mission done. Well, prophet, what does that have to do with hurt situations? Let me tell you something. Hear me and hear me good. If you're not a leader, or you trying to be a leader, or you on the path of becoming a leader, one of the most hurtful things that a real leader will go through is when you're trying to fulfill what God told you to do and you got all the foolishness around you trying to distract you, sabotage the mission and not even know they're being used. That's a hurt situation, because you have to determine as a leader, what do I do and how do I move? But let God encourage you this morning and say, you stay the course and you keep going, knowing what? God is walking you out of the situation and taking you to the intended target. Somebody needs to be encouraged this morning. Somebody needs to know, and somebody needs to understand that God has not forsaken you. And that God, now listen, be careful with your attitude in this hour. One of the biggest things, I watch it all the time. As a leader, man, because sometimes I see, not like I don't see, but what I'm saying is this, there are times, y'all, when you know God is exploding in somebody's life and you see it unfolding, you see it happen. But then something senseless comes up and they flip out, cuss somebody out, road rage, you know, some little dumb stuff like that. And they don't even understand that while they're in their emotions, that was a test that they were supposed to pass. But instead, they gave in to the enemy. And now they have been reset or pushed back to wait until an appointed time. And as a leader, you can't even say anything. Why? Because it wasn't your test. You didn't give them the test. You didn't send the enemy. And you did not order their steps. God did. And you can't say anything. This thing is so crucial right now with our mouth and our attitudes. And let me tell you why it's so crucial. You gotta be a real big person right now to really gauge what's going on. Because for so long, we've heard the same thing. You're going to be blessed. You're going to be blessed. You're going to be blessed. Oh, they laid hands on me. Oh, they did this. Blah, blah. But what they don't understand is, according to Psalms 109 and 15, and the word of the Lord came, and the word of the Lord tried. And it was talking about Joseph. The same prophetic word that you got did not fully come into manifestation. It was but a seed that was allowing you to see what was about to unfold. The manifestation could come, that same word had to try you. So not understanding what's happening is that don't let your mouth sabotage your destiny. Don't let a situation where you caught in your emotions sabotage something that God has for you, because here's the thing, if you're 40 old and up, it ain't coming back unless it's a short season. It's impossible. But sometimes seasons last sometimes, sometimes months, sometimes years. Prayerfully, this is a monthly thing and you can bounce back. But if not, don't let your mouth write a check your butt can't cash. That's old school for you. That's saying, be quiet. You can't get this back. You're not God. You can't make opportunities come back to you. The only way you can get out of something, and this is a word I'm going to say, we got two words in the body of Christ we hate to hear, the R word and the S word. Okay? Those are the main two words nobody wants to hear in the body of Christ, but they're so important for in this season. Number one, repentance. I was going to say submission first. Let me back it up. Submission we don't want to hear, because we always think about that when it comes to women. Women submit to your husbands, and oh, my God, everybody just fall out. The women fall out, and the men's chest stick out, you know, because those are the two curse words we say in the body of Christ. But in all honesty, submit means submit to the will of God. I don't care if that's your husband or a leader. Submit to that authority for what? Not them. That's why we're in our emotions, because God is trying to promote us and get us where we need to be. How does God do that? He does it through the hands of somebody, a leader. It is always man, even Christ. Christ was already ordained, already had his mission statement, already sent to come into the earth, but he did have to submit to his parents, and he did not overdo that or overtake them or overthrow them. Why? Because it was a part of what? The mission. Sometimes God is opening up a door for you, or has opened up a door for you, and you can't even submit to the process because you don't want nobody saying nothing to you that you don't want to hear. And God is saying strike number one. Number two, repentance. That's the other cuss word. Nobody wants to repent. Well, repent for what? When you have done something, and let me tell you something, when you know you're wrong, you can't sleep. You can't. The Holy Ghost is trying to wake you up, to bring you to a place of first repentance to him and then to the situation that you messed up. Here's why. Because there is a time frame. There is an expiration date. And if you don't fix it and you don't humble yourself and you don't repent, you miss the opportunity. And guess what? I don't care how many of your people you go to, talking about, pray for me, come help me. No. It's the Holy Ghost trying to talk to you. And this is why this is such a critical hour. Because this is what God is saying. You've been doing this for years. You have been doing the same game for years, and I see it. And now I'm bringing you over, and I'm trying to cross you over into what belongs to you. But you can't even cross over because you're still doing the same immature game you did when you was 15 and when you was 20 and when you was 30. And now here you is 40, 45, 50, 60, and you're doing the same mess, talking about God gonna bless. God says, no, I'm not. Because you're showing me that you're not ready to mature. You're showing me you cannot handle what I have for you. So, no, I'm not. Listen to me. Walking out of hurt situations doesn't always mean what somebody did to me and how I am in captivity. What if you put yourself into captivity? What if you have played the victim so long that you are your own prison, and not only are you your own prisoner, but you have become the prison guard of yourself, the prisoner. And for years, people just smile and they pat you on the back, and nobody tells you that you're crazy. Nobody tells you that you need to get your spirit together. Nobody tells you to get out your flesh. So no, everybody's patting you on the back, and the one person that's saying, listen, if you're not going if you don't do it God's way. We were talking about in my class after talking to another leader about several weeks ago, and just stayed in my spirit. We were talking about the non-negotiables of God. Anytime you say in his word, if it says, if my people, or if you will not, or if you keep my way, these are contingencies. These are the non-negotiables of God. You keep trying to lip back or talk back. God is saying, so you're not ready, because I told you if you don't and if you do. can hear your lips. If you don't repent, if you don't humble, I'm not healing nothing. So we have, we're too big for the R and the S words, the cuss words of the church. But we want God to bless. God is saying, not until you submit and not until you repent and go back and get it together. I'm not. You can tell yourself all day long, you blessed, but I'm not doing it. These are the contingency words of the word of God. God is not trying to beat us up, y'all. God is not trying to beat you up. And God wants to give you the promise. But according to Psalms 105 and 19, that same prophetic word that you got does not instantly come to pass until what? It tries you. And it's talking about Joseph in that context. Joseph had to be tried before he walked in the manifestation. You think because you got a word that said this, you there tomorrow, it doesn't go like that. Your actions and everything else that you do from the moment you get that word is going to hold you accountable to see if you're mature enough to handle what God wants to do. Some of these hurt situations we got to walk out of are sometimes the ones we put ourselves in. You didn't do the work, so you got behind. You didn't pay the bill, so you got behind. You cussed somebody out, so you got behind in the mind, in the alignment, in the assignment of God. You got behind. You didn't do the work. You, but you blame everybody else but you. And God is saying, I'm so tired of it because you did this for years. And you ain't growing up yet. You want me to pacify your foolishness. You want me to pacify your lethargic nature. And you don't want nobody to say nothing. So you won't submit. And when you are wrong, and I'm trying to tell you, you won't repent. So I said, okay, you show me that you're not mature enough to handle the next level of what I have. There is a wake-up call going on in the body of Christ. It ain't about people. It's about you and your God that you say you love, that you say you adore, that you say you keep the non-negotiables, which is his word. This is between you and him. For somebody else, COVID happened. It took death. It took life. It just took everything, substance, essence. And you find no moral left in the bone of your soul to go on. And God is saying, no. That's why Hosea 12 and 13 makes real good sense right now. I sent a prophet to bring you up out of the captivity of your mind, to bring you up out of the captivity that you put yourself in emotionally, because you cannot change nothing that has happened. And so the enemy is using grief to hold you captive. The enemy is using the circumstances, fear, to engage your mind, to wrap its corridor hands around you and to keep you in prison. And God says, no, but I send the word this morning to bring you up and out. So I command you by the authority of Jesus Christ to come up and to come out of your captivity, because this is not going to do. Listen, God is so awesome. And he loves us so much. And God is prepared to open up the feast that we've dreamed about, saw in our dreams, seen in our own imaginations, envisioned in our own head, and even prophesied to other people. But we got to bring our head out first so that our butt, body, and spirit can follow. Real talk. I'm serious this morning. There's an urgency in the spiritual realm. Let me tell you something. For those of my students that might get this before class, I'm putting my class on a fast, two-part fast. The first fast is for 15 days, no talking. No talking. No entertaining senseless arguments, conversations. If it's not work-related or dealing with your spouse, don't complain to nobody. Stop gossiping. Stop trying to go to people with your voice. Shut up and get on your face. That's the first fast, the no talk. Let me shut your mouth and stop putting your poison and somebody else's spirit and then wanting them to sanction it. That's really what I'm telling you to do. Stop the pity game. Stop the pity party. And then number two, we're going to fast for 15 days. Why? Because the urgency of the hour is clear. Is it clear to you? Is it really clear what is going on? Grow up or go home. That's the season we're in. I was listening to a prophet yesterday, and it was on something totally had nothing to do with COVID and really nothing that I didn't think it was going to be placed. But he had a moment, and it was as if he just and asked eternity a question. And his answer and the response back, there will be many deaths. with the first name. And number two, they don't have long to make a decision. Let me tell you something. I ain't playing with God. Your rebellion, your flip mouth, your gotta do things my way, can't nobody tell me nothing, who do you think you are, all that hood mess, all that church projection of attitudes, all of that lethargic nature, all that I don't want to do it, I'm going to do it my way, all that disobedience, all that in God's time, which is an excuse for saying I'm going to do it when I feel like it or when I feel like God itself, all that, I am separating myself from toxic matters and people. I am doing it not because of the person, but when somebody is unaware or when people are unaware that they are toxic or they're in denial. Sometimes that's a better one. Some people can be toxic. Some people can just really just be in denial. But if you're in denial, why do I have to go into denial with you to keep a friendship? No, my job is to pray. That's what James tells us. And all else, pray without ceasing. And that's where I'm at. Doesn't mean I'm better. Doesn't mean anything else is wrong with anybody else. But let me tell you something. I can't wake up for you. And if what I'm saying can't wake you up, I'm not the one supposed to wake you up, which means what? While you stay asleep, I got to keep moving. And prayerfully, you'll wake up. But if you wake up and nobody's there, that's because you were late, not them. Please hear the Holy Ghost in the room of the Spirit right now. There is an urgency. God is commanding us to die. We're hurting him. My God, I heard you. I woke up, I started just talking about walking out of hurt situations, but I just heard it clearer that we're hurting him. We're hurting his agenda in our disobedience. We're hurting him with constantly. He's trying to get us to grow up and to mature, to come into the things that he has for us. And we keep doing it our way, not understanding that we're bringing our wrath upon our own head because of restraining orders in the spiritual realm, that when a time has lifted, he must lift his hand. That means the enemy has access to come in. So we're hurting him. Are you going to walk out of a hurt situation, whether self-inflicted, enemy-inflicted, or just a test inflicted, meaning you're just being tested. Either way it goes, the first thing that must happen is you come to your senses. You make up your mind that you're coming out no matter what. That's the first thing. The second thing, repent. Repent to God. You're mad at him and blaming it on people. And then number three, submit. Submit to the process. Submit to the headship. Submit. And if you're not ready for those three, stay asleep. But I want to talk to folks that want to be woke. If you want to be woke, just say this prayer with me. I'm sorry. Want to stay woke and remain woke, say this prayer with me. Father God, it's been a journey. Ups, downs, and outs. Times I blame you. Times I were mad with you. Times that I smiled and thought things were going my way only to realize that on the inside I knew something was wrong and I was in denial. And I wanted people to tell me what I wanted to hear because I wanted to do me. I'm sorry and I repent. It's real simple. Now, God, show me how to fix what I messed up. Show me how to stay focused for real. Show me how to stop seeking and crying on the shoulders of men. And maybe I need to go on that fast that Prophetess Love was talking about and learn to shut my mouth because I'm too old to be doing this. I'm too old to be blaming people. I got to take some responsibility. So today, God, I take responsibility. Come on now. God, I'm sorry. I take responsibility from this day forward. Show me what I need to do and how I need to do it. In Jesus' name, amen. I know that wasn't a Lord's Prayer because that wasn't what I felt in my spirit. I did and submitted what I know I heard the Holy Ghost saying based upon everything else that's going on, like you screaming in my ear. So I want to encourage you tonight. I want to encourage you this morning. Don't become discouraged. Don't just, you know, wild out or whatever the case is, but stay true to what God is saying and what God is doing in this hour. It's him that matters. He's all that matters. And if you don't get that, then check the relationship. Amen. Father God, I thank you for this time that we've had this morning, and I thank you for just what you've been doing and how you've been doing it. And I ask, Father God, that you watch over your people as never before. And I thank you, Father God, because truly the seasons are upon us. And though we think we know what is going on, I hear I am pivoting my people. That means I am shifting them without notice. Spontaneous shifting, spontaneous pivot. I am shifting them to position them for my purpose. To yield, God. Teach us to yield as you pivot us. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, well, listen, this is Prophetess Sandy Love, and I am glad that we had this time this morning to give my tardiness. I try not to do that, but technical difficulties, we couldn't really help that. But nonetheless, I thank you. just to give you a heads up, it's too late for registration, but every other week for the next month or 2 months, we're going to be doing what's called Surviving the Carnage. And really, I realized that, well, God laid this on my heart. And it was in listening to him that people are at different stages, just like we were talking this morning about hurting. Hurting is your level. The leaderships are hurting because of trying to get God's will done with inconsistent people. And then you have, now we just heard the heartbeat of God is hurting because we're not walking in disobedience. So it doesn't matter the level of hurt, we must come out. Well, so is it with carnage. Different carnages for people. Different things devouring people. And so we just want to speak a word in season. This the one that we have this Thursday or tomorrow is sealed. So if you want to come out to the next one, it's called Hagar's Hangover. You're going to like that. It's not talking about sex, but it's talking about betrayal. And so if you would like to go ahead and sign up, go to www.prophetess with two S's, P-R-O-P-H-E-T. Hope did I say it right? P-R-O-P-H-E-T-S-S, and then Sandy Love, S-A-N-D-Y-L-O-V-E. .com. And so go there, register, go to the cipher. That's our kind of a spring off from this, but go to the cipher and sign up. It starts May 20th, and we will have it at 7 p.m. If you make a one-time donation of $20, you'll never have to make it again for the duration of the series. But just come sit back and be refreshed, be encouraged, and I hope be enlightened. And I look forward to seeing you again on next week for Morning Cipher. God bless.